You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So, how stupid am I? It's a great question. What I have discovered is that I probably had really thought about what I was going to say for this specific episode. Gave it a lot of thought, and because I had thought about it so much and thought, you know what, I'm going to make sure I give it its proper attention. In my mind's eye, I think I had already recorded it. So at this point, I've already recorded the 5 episodes past this one. And because I have so many of them already recorded, but I haven't edited them, and I'm kind of editing them in time. So like the weekend before the episode's supposed to post, I kind of have it in my on my archive on my hard drive, and I'll bring up like the next 2 because I want to post these Essential Movies podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, and then I'll edit the next 2 and have them ready. And I was like so proud of myself because I'm like, you know what? I'm 3 weeks ahead of the game of having episodes. I've got 3 weeks of content. Not edited, but already recorded, which is really great because you can just sit down and put in, you know, the bumpers and put in all that kind of good jazz and put in the trailer, take your time and really enjoy the process. Lately I've been adding in like, you know, a favorite song of mine from the soundtrack and all that kind of good jazz. And I was like so happy with myself that, you know, I had this content, you know, kind of at the ready when I'm ready to work on it. But now I'm rushed. I'm rushed because this specific episode, I thought I recorded. I went to go edit for next week's schedule of posting. It wasn't there. And in my mind, I keep thinking to myself, I recorded it, didn't I? Didn't I record it? I think I did. I'm pretty sure I recorded it. And there's no trace whatsoever of this file on my hard drive. Now, there's a chance that I may have recorded it and neglected to save it. That could have happened. I don't know. I don't know. And now my mind is playing tricks on me. Maybe I didn't record it. Maybe I did not take the time to put this together. But here's where we're at. I want to keep us on schedule for podcast episodes. This has to post tomorrow. So it's Sunday morning right now. Sunday morning. And I've got the Thursday episode already edited and ready to go because I just decided to go ahead and edit that because I was looking for this one. It wasn't there. So last night, what happens is when it gets later at night, my family kind of takes over my schedule, and that's not a bad thing. That's just the way it is. But my setup for recording is in my bedroom, and if it gets too late, and you know my wife has already gone into sleepy time. Which is what I call it. I think it's kind of cute. She comes up and, you know, falls asleep in the bed. Now, if you hear a little click-clack behind me, that's my dog, Charlie, wandering around because now he's left alone to his own devices because everyone else in the house is gone except for my youngest daughter, who's still asleep. And so now Charlie is probably chewing something he shouldn't chew. And I just looked at him. He looked at me, so I don't know what he's up to. Maybe I should go put him in his crate while I record so that I don't have to worry about what he's getting himself into. I might do that. Well, he's right next to me and now licking my leg. Charlie, what are you doing? Oh, now he's going to go away. I don't think I'll be able to concentrate on this episode knowing that he could be into some hijinks. So let's go ahead and insert our bumper here, and then I'll come back and I'll be able to concentrate on this specific episode.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I.
Joe! Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hello, this is Banzai Retro Club. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to our podcast episodes. This is next up in our 1980s essential movie list of episodes. We've been doing a lot of these lately. Very important. My name is Dave. Make sure you know who I am. I'm Dave. Yeah, we've been doing a lot more of these lately, and not so much of our, I'd say, traditional episodes, if you want to call them traditional. What I decided was I'd found this list on Rotten Tomatoes, and it counts down their 140 1980 essential movies. And they start from 140 working their way to number one. And when I was going through the list and I saw there are so many great movies involved in the list, I thought, you know what? It's going to be fun to record an episode for each one of those movies. And so the challenge has been to do that for each one of these things and also just... not rewatch them for the sake of doing this specific episode. It's just relying on the memories and whatever we have that we want to talk about for that specific episode or that specific movie. So this movie, let's go ahead and get started with this, is number 114, which is Better Off Dead. So let me do this. Hey, Google, tell me about Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead is a 1985 movie directed by Savage Steve Holland, starring John Cusack, Diane Franklin, and Curtis Armstrong.
Hey, Google, give me the synopsis of Better Off Dead.
Here's the synopsis of Better Off Dead. Lane Meyer, John Cusack, is a teen with a peculiar family and a bizarre fixation with his girlfriend, Beth, Amanda Wiss. When Beth dumps Lane, he decides to kill himself, making bumbling attempts at suicide. Outside of his morbid endeavors, Lane spends time with his oddball buddy, Charles Curtis Armstrong, and befriends Monique, Diane Franklin, a visiting French student. Eventually, Lane resolves to race Beth's obnoxious new beau on the ski slopes, with unexpected results.
All right, and then what I do is I'll insert the trailer for Better Off Dead here.
Does it ever feel like everyone's got more going than you do?
Oops.
that everyone is smart.
So you're Al Myers, kid?
Yes, I am.
You look pretty stupid to me.
Thank you.
You say the best skier in town just ran off with your girlfriend? Even your younger brother does better than you do? And that nobody even cares?
Seth broke up with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you might be right. Oh! But remember one thing.
I haven't even been to New York City.
Nobody was ever better off dead.
The truth is, I can out-ski you any day of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want a race, I'll take you on any day, sucker.
Go that way, really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
All you need is guts.
All right! Now turn!
I'm gonna race, I'm gonna lose, and I'm gonna die, in that order.
Go!
And you'll never doubt yourself again.
He's skiing on one ski!
Better off dead.
And that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
An abnormal look at a normal teenager.
All right, so now that we've already set ourselves up, we already know what movie we're talking about, we got a synopsis, we know all that good stuff. Here's why this is a big deal. Diane Franklin was on our podcast before. Maybe you listened to the interview, maybe you didn't. But Diane Franklin was such a fun person to talk to. Over the course of the conversation, we decided to jokingly subject her to one of Scott's favorite movies. And God, I can't believe I'm actually giving you the name of this thing, because I wanted to call it The Movie to Be Unnamed. So it's almost like a Harry Potter kind of a thing. But I'll go ahead and say it. It's The Forbidden Zone. And shame on me for bringing this up by myself. But it's a bad, bad movie. Just really bad. I don't get why it's like one of those things that Scott is so into. But now it's become this recurring thing with us where, you know, we bring it up on probably way too many episodes that we should. And by proxy, we're giving it advertisement. So maybe we got to stop that. Maybe we got to just stop that shit. Stop the insanity. Maybe we'll get some Forbidden Zone with, you know, like the null and void symbol, like from Ghostbusters, and put that over the Forbidden Zone a movie poster or something. I don't know. I don't know why I'm giving this more attention than it needs. But what had happened was, it was really fun, was when we were talking to Diane Franklin about her movies of the 1980s, you know, we're geeking out with her about, you know, Better Off Dead, Last American Virgin, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And, we were able to get her to watch The Forbidden Zone. We watched Terrorvision and had her back on. Terrorvision is a movie that she starred in, which was just a really, it was a bad 80s horror flick, to be brutally honest. And so because Diane was such a great guest, and we had so much fun conversation with her and a follow-up conversation with her, you know, Better Off Dead is significant to her roles from back in the 1980s. I know she's doing a lot more now, and I don't know if you've seen, keeping track of her career, but Better Off Dead is just, you know, it's so significant for her that, you know, it's very inclusive in books that she's putting out. In fact, I'd even seen a post where the jacket that she wears in Better Off Dead as Monique, the French student, she's going around, and when you see her in person, you can put the jacket on and she'll take a picture of it, and then it gets posted on her Instagram. And I think it's going to be part of a book that she's going to be releasing later on. So that role resonates with her, you know, even to this day, because it resonates with so many of us, because we loved Better Off Dead. Better Off Dead, I don't know why it's at 114, but it's such a fun movie, and I think it really should be higher up on the at least breaking the top 100, if not the top 50 of the essential movies list. I've yet to see kind of the rhyme and rhythm of, you know, if these movies, if they're saying, you know, the they're saving the best for the best for number one. I don't know. I think 114 for Better Off Dead is just, it's got to be a little higher on the list in my mind. So what's so good about this? The funny thing is, it's a lot of these movies I haven't rewatched, you know, for the sake of doing the this episodes, and I did recently rewatch Better Off Dead. I had some time. I saw it on it had to be Netflix, I think. If not Netflix, then like one of those free on demand movies from Comcast, and I watched it. Or did I watch it on YouTube? I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway. And it was like one of those things where I remembered the paperboy, you know, I want my $2. And it started with the fact that I wanted to, see the sequence again of, you know, him wanting his $2 and, you know, chasing Lane, all around for it. There's a compilation video on YouTube of that, those sequences of every time he's in the movie trying to get his $2. And so I watched that, and then that made me want to rewatch the movie. And I don't remember the last time I watched Better Off Dead before that. It has been years. Just years and years have gone by. And what I was worried about was it's going to be one of those things that didn't hold up. Like, it'd be one of those things where, like, when Scott and I rewatched Temple of Doom, and we're like, oh my god, this is way worse than I remembered. And it almost took away from the enjoyment of that movie. So I kind of had that fear that I was going to have that with Better Off Dead. But I'm here to report that did not happen. It holds up really well with me, so obviously it's got some nostalgia factor hooked into me that I still love the movie. Enough time has passed that nothing has hurt it now, you know, when I watch it. I don't know if I actually remember that David Ogden Stiers, who was in MASH, was the father. I don't remember if I remember that fact or not. I did remember the mother always making gross food. Her boiling bacon, that had resonated with me. And then the little thing that kind of like went off of the plate. What was it? It had something that had raisins in it. But it just went off the plate and moved, and then Lane was just watching it. The thing that I thought was bizarre was the whole hamburger coming to life thing with the guy that played the Porky from the Porky's movies. He was in there as his boss working at the hamburger place. So that was kind of hokey, the whole hamburger like claymation thing. But outside of that, really enjoyed it. Curtis Armstrong was comedy gold. You know, what was it? What was his quote? Do we remember this? Go that way, or, you know, like, go downhill. If you see something, move out of the way and go fast. I thought that was like very iconic for advice. He's a weird guy. He's a weird guy, but he plays weird guy great. I like Curtis. Curtis is just a very strong, solid actor. You know, for, you know, these comedy type of things. And then John Cusack as the lead. Just you believed him. You believed that, you know, here's this guy that just you know, because of the goofball and weird guy that he is, you know, if he were to get a girlfriend like was it Beth? You know, that he fell in love with. And Google just told me this. Hey, Google, who plays the girlfriend in Better Off Dead?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Huh. I'll have to get the synopsis again. But anyway, I want to say it was Beth. Please say if I'm wrong. Hopefully you excuse me. But obviously I've been talking for a few minutes and the synopsis has already escaped my brain. So, you know, him having a leveled up to a girlfriend of that caliber, you could see how he would be idolizing her and want to make sure that she had, that he wasn't going to wrong her and ruin that relationship. And that's probably the way she liked it. She's a little bit into herself, obviously. So I like that kind of structure and, what you kind of see in that. And I think as we get a little bit later on, I'm pretty sure that Some Kind of Wonderful pops up on this list somewhere. And you'll hear my take on how I feel about that film. But that's kind of a reversal of things where, playing the popularity game and how it affects, the person on the other side. But Better Off Dead didn't really play with that. They just, you got into the trope of, you had the popular people and the not so popular people. And, the popular people being like all of those that were into this ski club, and did all these, the ski team and did everything right. And then you had the band of misfits. So, as far as playing the misfit, common, ordinary guy, John Cusack is always your dude for the 1980s. He did that role so well in so many things. Even later in his career, if you see him in High Fidelity, he still plays that role great. So, let's see, I'm getting a lot of love to that. I mentioned Diane Franklin, loved her as the exchange student. Family that had kept her in their house. What was the name of the boy with the glasses? Shoot, I forgot already. See, and it's been a few weeks since I watched it, and now I forgot. I'm not going to Google it, though. Francis? It wasn't Francis. Am I confusing the guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Francis? Anyway, so that was fun. The mother trying to make sure Monique was set up with him, and then Monique trying to get to a point where she's like very quiet because she is trying to represent that she only knows French, but then she befriends John Cusack's character and elevates him. Once again, you get another good 80s teen trope where you've had the guy has somebody there in front of him that represents really, or, would be a good or great girlfriend material and really knows him, like Monique was getting to know him, but he didn't really realize that because he's still stuck on his past relationship. And I don't know, has anyone else had that kind of experience in their life? Because I think that played well in a lot of our 80s movies, a lot of the teen comedies and the teen dramas. And I don't know, it kind of resonates with me. I don't know. I think I'll have a story to tell later on as I go forward with some of these movies. But with that said, Better Off Dead, I've kind of stammered my way through it. And the reason why I wanted to make sure I had this done, like I said, I'm recording on a Sunday morning. I've got to get this thing edited and posted so that you can enjoy it on Monday morning. So this is really me trying to stammer out some sort of continuous thought process, but I don't think I'm doing it well. I've only had one cup of coffee in me. I have had my breakfast, but I'm pre-shower right now. So I don't know if this is going to make a lot of sense. I may just really not even re-listen to this one, because a lot of times I like to re-listen to the episodes that I post, A, to make sure that they sound okay after they've been posted, but then B, just because sometimes it's kind of fun to revisit conversations, especially if I haven't, you know, recorded it for a few weeks. But since I'm just recording this today and it's going to post tomorrow, I may skip it because I don't know. I think that I've stammered through this and not really given you guys really a good solid episode, as I was hoping for Better Off Dead. I hope you feel differently and you like it. So we have a website out there. It's Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI, retroclub.com. Go out there and give us ratings, reviews on your Apple devices. The website, you can connect to us on social media, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. And I want to remind everybody to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On the next episode, already edited and ready to go, we're going to have the Babysitting Blues.